Try to put it into the way the Lord said it to me. When you walk with the Lord, there's a price to pay. You take up your cross daily and follow Him. And when things come into your life that you don't like, I'm talking about when you began to embrace the enemy and you began to take authority over the enemy, you will meet with opposition. And so much of the time, you know why he does it? He does it because it is a deterrent. It's to get you to quit. It's to get you to back off and not do it anymore. And because it sometimes can be pretty fierce, it gets you so distracted onto that that you can't even go forward. And it's not going to go away. I want to tell you that. And I don't want you to be discouraged about that. It can be less or more at any given time. But until Jesus changes us, or we live hundreds more years and die, unless the millennial kingdom is in operation and we're changed, or we go by the way of death to heaven, that will always be the case. Unless the devil's bound where he can't do that. You know why the earth is going to change? It's not because God comes and does some change and restores everything. It's because the devil is no longer able to do anything, and the earth is going to be the way it is really. But the part I wanted to tell you today is this, and we read this in Paul here. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 11. You don't have to turn there. Just listen. It says here, is this right? I think I've got the wrong chapter. Just a minute. All right, it's chapter 12. Paul says this, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." So what the Lord spoke to me, He said this to me. He said, "Would you rather me take it off of you and you run the risk of being exalted and being brought down? Or would you rather it continue where you stayed humble? I said, "Well, Lord, I'd have to say to stay humble. Because the scariest thing in the world to me is to miss God and, you know." So I believe the Lord wanted me to share that this morning just because you can put it in perspective. Because as far as the Word is concerned, we're well. Everything that's adverse is right as far as those that walk by faith. And that's why the enemy uses it. Because you're gaining ground and you're taking the land and you're taking what he's stolen from you and from this nation. And therefore I was telling Danny this yesterday. I said, wouldn't it be silly for a soldier to say, "Oh Lord, I don't want to fight." Then why are you in the military? Well, you know, it's got good benefits. Or something. It seems silly, doesn't it? But aren't we soldiers? So when we use our weapons and we begin to proclaim things, petition and proclaim, then we are gaining ground. In fact, just this last week, DACA was outlawed. DACA is a program where they let all these young, especially illegals, not well, they're all, they are illegals. They come in and they get a free ride in the country. They call them the dreamers. Well, yeah. What kid in America wouldn't dream of that being able to put at their feet? And this is one of Obama's things, and it just got outlawed. And that's one that we say on our list. Yeah. We just took the devil's ground back. No, that'll be for our kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids. Not for these illegals coming in all over the border. Let their country take care of them. So I want you to be encouraged today. You do have a choice. You can back off and not do it anymore. That might let up the pressure. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. I think there comes a point that you might know too much to turn back. But the point is, we have to take up our cross and follow Him. Jesus had flack too. I just wanted to share that with you. That's a bonus. That's the cartoon before the movie.